Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. 13th, 17th to the 21st of December 1960. Samsara and the Hindrances. T1. How are we living in the round of existences, samsara? Talking with the relative truth of person and living being. We were wandering on by changing heads, such as from human head to dog head, pig head, etc. In accordance with the dependent arising, we are revolving around by birth, aging and death, jati, jara and marana. This is dukkha machine running on. We don't know how to remove away the covering up phenomena. So samsara is very long for us. There are five hindrances covering up the dharma and wisdom can't penetrate. These are the dharmas hinder the path and fruit knowledges. Even meet the Buddha, dharma, and sangha, if we can't remove them the dukkha machine is running on. The mind process appears at the heart base. If the blood of the heart becomes muddled then the mind is also. If the blood becomes clear and the mind is also. And then the knowledge becomes clear. The Buddha used some similes to explain the hindrances, for example, a bowl of color water for greed, lobha. Originally water is clear. In the same way bhavanga citta, life continuum, is clear. The heart blood is also clear. There are eight types of greedy mind, as an example with wrong view and without wrong view etc. It can discern impermanence in the kanda if the mind is clear like the pure water, i.e., far from the hindrances. An itch arises and passes away, hearing arises and passes away, smell arises and passes away, thought arises and passes away. All are passing away. If you don't discern it then it's mixed with hindrances. Therefore nana, knowledge, doesn't have the chance to come in. The same as you can't see your own face in the water. Anicca, dukkha, anatta, and asubha phenomena can't appear. In accordance with the way of mindfulness, satipatthana, if lobha mind comes in, first contemplate its impermanence. After that you'll see the impermanence in the kanda. Therefore the Buddha said that forgot what one had learnt, with hindrances, and remembered what one had forgotten, without hindrances. If the lobha mind arises and don't know how to remove it, will connect to clinging, upadana, and revolve in samsara. If you know how to deal with it then becomes vipassana. And then continue to discern the impermanence of whatever one is contemplating. Some blame their paramis when the hindrances come in. It's nothing to do with the paramis, but don't know how to deal with the hindrances. These are arising now, but they don't know and say what they think about it. T2. There are two types of dharma, dharma of the outsiders and dharma of the Buddha. Vipassana is the teaching of the Buddha. It can be practiced, but you need a good teacher. If you meet a good teacher, the path factors will be developed. Meeting a good teacher is like dawn arising. Developing path factors is like the sun arising. Without these two factors, all beings are under the darkness. Therefore they are born, live and die in the darkness. This is under the influence of ignorance and craving. According to the dependent arising process, beings arrive to the four woeful planes. I will talk about the hindrances the Buddha taught to King Ajatasattu. If greed, lobha, arises in the kanda, it's like someone in debts. There is no free time and the mind becomes unhappy. We can contemplate to find out, it's like a person in debt or not. We establish a family, wife and children increase. They are like money lenders, you have to work for them. It's like repay the debts. This debt has to be paid until your death. Even you are dying and want to continue to pay the debt. The Buddha taught you to give up greed. But you all are keeping it with you. So you all are not Buddhists. How to free oneself from slavery? We love ourselves most because don't know the faults of the kanda. We love the kanda most. So practice insight on the kanda. Divide the kanda you get five of them. Wanting to kill tanha, craving, contemplate feeling, vedana. Why? Because vedana conditions tanha, vedana pakaya tanha. When feeling ceases, craving also ceases, Vedana Nirodha Tana Nirodho. Then you are free from the list of the slave. The time you are not practicing is a slave mind. Contemplate the three feelings, pleasant, unpleasant and neutral feelings. T3. Sayadaw continued to talk on greed. It must be fed the medicine for vomiting to vomit out greed inside the kanda. This medicine is inside path factors. Every time greed arises, contemplate its impermanence. After that, continue to contemplate the kanda where lobha is hiding. If lobha is staying in the heart longer and the slave life is longer. Right view is the medicine of vipassana for vomiting lobha. After that, Sayadaw talked about men working for their wives in a very humorous way, comparing them as oxen. There is no disease bigger than greed. No medicine can cure it, only with the medicine of the Buddha. Hatred, dosa, is like a person who has disease. It starts from the beginning to mature stage. Therefore, it has to be contemplated in its beginning stage. The commentary mentioned that people who were hatred nature, they became old, sick and distressed earlier than before the time came. This comes from wrong view and has to contemplate impermanence. Sayadaw told the story of Teri Padakara Patakara, DHA 113, DHA 288-289, Thig 5.10, Thig 112-116, Thig 5.11, Thig 117-121, Thig 6.1, Thig 127-132. Closing parenthesis dot. You can't contemplate other things without overcoming dosa. After extinguish it, contemplate the kanda, which dosa relies on. In the Majjhima Nikaya, dosa is like a frog. If you poke its body with a stick, it becomes bigger. According to dependent arising, dosa starts at the end, i.e., dosa, soka, parideva, etc. Without knowing dosa arises is including ignorance with it. Because of ignorance starts dependent arising in the beginning. Therefore, dosa arises, people suffer at the present and in the future. This disease can be cured with metta, loving kindness, and if you can't, then use vipassana. At that time it's not easy for metta to come in. Contemplating impermanence is the best way. Sloth and torpor, thina and middha, is like a person in the prison. This person doesn't know what's happening outside the prison. These dharma are more terrible than others. In the place of not knowing, it is number one. Angry person knows his anger. In the same way, greedy person knows his greed, even though he can't overcome it. For both of them you can contemplate lobha and dosa. But for sloth and torpor you can't do it. Therefore it's like in a samsaric prison. T4. People who do regular meditation practices have the habitual actions, asinna kamma, near death and die with smile on their faces. In daily life, whatever actions and movements we are doing, wrong view and craving, ditthi and tanha, are always going together with the kanda. At that time we can't ever see the changes within them. By using the methods of the Buddha and teachers giving us to watch and observe, we'll see the changes in the kanda. At that time, kanda and wisdom are going together. By seeing the ugliness of the kanda, it becomes undesirable, disgusting and disenchanting. Continue to contemplate becomes disassociation with it. In this way, path knowledge will arise. After that you can smile near death, or can continue for the higher level of path knowledges. Restlessness and worry, remorse, adaka and kakaka, are like a slave. When the mind is restless, it never follows our wishes and desires. We have to follow behind the restlessness. It's the same as a slave. A slave follows behind his master. Also like the bees, make hive on a dog's tail. This is quite a strange example and funny indeed. Contemplate the impermanence of the restlessness. After overcome it, restart with the original object, e.g., Vedana, mind, etc. Kakaka has two mind states. Remorse with unwholesome actions one had done before. Worry with wholesome actions one has not done yet. These mind states come in during meditation and dying moments. Sayadaw told the interesting story of Tambadatika the executioner in the Dhammapada text, DHA 100. T5. Already translated before as Remorse, Worry and Dying, the 20th of December 1960, part 2 to 21. T6. If someone asks, where did you come from? Everyone will answer that, from my mother's womb. But the Buddha said that birth was the truth of suffering, Jati Pai Dukkasaka. So the right answer is, came from Dukkasaka. And then asks, where are you living now? The answer will be in Mandalay, Taung Myo. Taung Myo is a small city south of Mandalay, also known as Amarapura, where Mogik Sayadaw's monastery is situated. Aging is the truth of Dukkha, Jara Pai Dukkha Sakam. So we are always living with the truth of Dukkha. We always think about all these as good coming and good living if we don't have the truth of the I. Vyadi Pai Dukkha Sakam, sickness is the truth of Dukkha. We think we are healthy, but always living with illness. Again, we know death is the truth of Dukkha, Maranam Pai Dukkha Sakam. Therefore, we came from Dukkha, live with Dukkha, and will die with Dukkha. The functions of the Kanda are only these things. In the whole round of existence, we are wandering on with the truth of Dukkha. We never had happiness among them. All these happen because of the covering up by hindrances, Nivarana, that can't see the way of freedom. So turn on the Dukkha machine is Nivarana Dharma. We can't meet the Buddha and Dharma is also by them. Where is doubt, Visakicca, coming from? Let us find the cause. In the Majjhima Nikaya, Malapanasa, MN2, Sabhasava Sutta, the Buddha said that it came from not paying attention to what should be paid attention and paying attention to what should not be paid attention. Come from unwise attention, Ayonisumanashikara. Wrong view is delusion dharma, moha. It's including in the 12 unwholesome minds. Only can destroy wrong view and doubt will realize nibbana. After they have gone can realize the other higher path knowledges. Then, the seed to woeful planes is destroyed. For the development of wise attention it needs to associate with the wise and listening dharma talks. There are three kinds of doubt concerning for oneself. Where are we coming from? What happened to us now? After death, where are we going? Every day what you all are doing is like a skywalker walking on a tight rope which is nearly falling apart. A very good simile to warn Buddhists and other faiths, who have the fortunate chances to come to this human world and doing foolish and stupid things. If your wrong views are not destroyed, I have to always warn you of its importance. If you can't dispel doubt, then wrong view can't fall away. Without it falling away, can't free from the wandering on in the painful plains, apaya boom. Therefore they, Ditthi and Visakicca, are more dangerous than the atomic bombs fell on the Hiroshima and Nagasaki cities. These atomic bombs make you die only once. But they make you die for many times. Sayadaw was using the dependent arising to explain the three doubts mentioned above. From the fruits of ignorance and kamic formation, avijja and sankhara, the five khandhas tree grows out. From the tree bears fruits. And then from the fruits a tree grows out again on and on without end. Therefore we have to deal with the present tree, the khandha, and make it not to bear fruits again. Don't listen to this talk just for merit, but to remember for knowledge and practice. Contemplate impermanence if doubt comes. With contemplation ignorance becomes knowledge, avijja becomes vijja, and kamic formation and rebirth consciousness not arise. Without the seed no tree grows out, here the seed is rebirth consciousness and the tree is the five khandhas. After that, contemplate the five khandhas. T7. If you are having doubt in the practice and like a person going on a journey, and having doubt on the teaching of dependent arising such as concerning oneself of the past, the present and the future. According to the Abhidhamma, there are eight doubts. Today I have to end my talk on the hindrances and will talk on the dependent arising in the wider sense. Having doubt on the candor develops ignorance and kamic formation. Avijja and Sankara is wandering, unlike a circle. Ignorance and kamic formation, right pointing arrow candor, right pointing arrow ignorance and K formation, right pointing arrow candor, etc. On and on. This is the condensed form. Therefore, the Buddha said you can't find the beginning of a being or samsara. If you ask the cause of it, then can be answered. Ignorance and kamic formation are the main point. These are the causes for the candor. Because of samadaya saka, avijja and sankara, dukkha saka arises, i.e., the candor. Therefore, only samadaya saka and dukkha saka are wandering on. Sayadaw gave the simile of the seed and the tree. Because of the hindrances, nirodha saka and magga saka cannot come in. In samsara, only the bad cause and the bad result were wandering on. There were never the good cause and the good result. Condense the dependent arising, it's only that much. The causes for death are avijja and sankara, and the result of death is kanda. You have to look for the good cause, the path factors, and the good result, nibbana, before arriving to aging and sickness. If you look for it between sickness and death, will never succeed. Sayadaw told the story of Ven. Anuradha for dispelling doubt. He had been closed to the Buddha and practiced before. But it was evident that he has not been overcome his doubt. He had doubt and couldn't answer the questions posed by the outsiders. You have to contemplate to discern the arising and passing away of the phenomena. Anuradha himself was by penetration of dukkha arising and dukkha passing away that became a stream enterer, sotapanna, and then an arahant. This was after the Buddha helping him dispelled his wrong view and doubt. The path knowledge of not wanting dukkha will arise only by penetration of dukkha. Dukkha ceases means no kanda exists. The path knowledge is not seeing the kanda. Path knowledge is the cause of sukha and the result of sukha is nibbana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 16th December 1960, 29th to the 30th of September and the 1st of October 1961. Dependent origination at home. T1. Sayadaw taught about how to listen Dharma. The ears are listening to the Dharma and the mind is observing the kanda. In this way the mind is becoming sharp. By delivering the truth of the Dharma and in the end realized the path and fruit knowledges. Then, Ananda told the Buddha that dependent origination was easy. The Buddha responded as not easy. Sayadaw also said it was not easy. But if you can cut off the process will realize Nibbana. Today I will talk about dependent arising at home. You all are making wealth, but for whom? We can say for the sake of the kanda. By clinging to the kanda that craving arises for the search. If ask again for the sake of which of the kandas you are seeking for wealth. For the sake of happiness and health, so it's for the aggregate of feeling, vedanakanda. We are seeking wealth for a better life. We are seeking for money every day means we are tortured by feeling. Dependent arising at home means from our home we are going towards the plains of misery, apayabhum. Feeling conditions craving, vedana pakaya tana. It is unwholesome. By theory, dependent arising seems to be easy. In the real kanda process it is not really easy. Even people don't know that it's happening. Sayadaw mentioned some of the processes in daily life with humorous examples. The record in the text and the kanda experiences become the same, only it's valuable. Because of craving, the business of seeking or search, pariyasana, arises. By depending on craving, the business of craving arises. From seeking comes acquisition, labha. It becomes the gain of craving. Therefore craving connects with craving. From acquisition comes ascertainment, vinichaya. It becomes the ascertainment of craving to make decision on how to use the money. For common people they think these things as ordinary processes. From ascertainment comes desire and passion. From desire and passion comes attachment. From attachment comes possessiveness. After that comes stinginess. By the torturing of feeling all these dharma arise. After stinginess comes defensiveness. For the safety of wealth, becomes defensiveness. The Buddha said that without the contemplation of pleasant, unpleasant and neutral feelings, greed, hatred and delusion would not die and not realize nibbana. T2. Staying at home without mindfulness and wisdom, still can go to the four planes of misery. Therefore the Buddha taught dependent arising at home. It's like a thief comes into a house and steals the properties will make the family members suffer. In the same way thief of defilement comes into a house will make a big trouble. People makes money for the sake of eating good and living good, but it's just for the pleasant feeling and wanting to be happy. Sayadaw explained about how people seeking for the pleasant feeling of each of the six sense doors. The masters are the six types of feeling and the slave is only one. We are under the control of feeling. You all know only one type of unpleasant feeling. Don't take feeling as insignificant. It's the master of craving. When you are in healthy situations under the control of pleasant feeling. If you don't know feeling arises and will also don't know under its torture. Not knowing is the most difficult thing to deal with. Which feeling is the more fearful one between pleasant and unpleasant feeling? Which one is more terrible? For happiness, people want to do anything. Most of them were killed by pleasant feeling. Dependent arising at home is starting from pleasant feeling. This house and that house are busy because they want happiness. Pleasant feeling is giving order to people for business that they don't dare to revolt. If they revolt, all will be in nibbana now. It doesn't give happiness to old folks either. People seeking wealth with unlawful means are falling into the planes of misery is the cause of pleasant feeling. I am old now, but if I want still can do it. You are a real slave indeed. People become slaves because of pleasant feeling. Feeling can overpower on everything. Unpleasant feeling also asks for seeking medicines. This life is so many sufferings, human life. Therefore try to reach heaven in next life. Reaching in heavens also find this dukkha. Torture living beings without any pity is feeling. Just seeing, hearing, smelling and tasting are neutral feelings. Sayadaw gave examples to each of them. The pleasant feelings in the heavens, just mentioned, are better than in human realm. So people are making merits for that. After arriving, they also encounter aging, sickness and death. Pleasant feeling ask you to do things that you have no free time, for enjoying sensual pleasure. Sayadaw gave the simile of a fish by the Buddha to explain the three feelings. You have to go somewhere there is no feeling at all. If you have the candor even die still never free. Therefore the Buddha urged you to disgust this body, for disenchantment and not took pleasure in it. But most of you think about these words as just ordinary and insignificant. We all are killed by these three feelings. Pleasant feeling is deceitful, whereas unpleasant feeling torture and kill you. After that it sends you to the graveyard. These three feelings have the nature of torturing. So it's the truth of dukkha. Every time feeling arises contemplate as the torturing nature of dukkha sakka and it becomes the contemplation of dharma. If you thoroughly penetrate dukkha, craving can't follow behind feeling. Kamma can't send to next life. This is arriving to nibbana. If you don't contemplate feeling it will give order to do this and to do that, and later kill you. It conditions to all these things and continue to the process of nine causes and effects, see the 12 links. T3. There are two types of greed, lobha, greed for seeking and enjoyment. There is the cause for the samadhiya lobha to arise. You all who listen to the talk are the feelers of Vedana. You are healthy that can come here. If you are a feeler of dukkha Vedana, then you can't come to here. In Burmese everyday language Vedana by itself refers to unpleasant feeling. Feeling aggregates are listening to this talk. This is dispelling wrong view. Insight meditation is every time feeling arises by knowing it, and also knows it's passing away. If you don't know then you are an ignorant person. Because you don't know what's happening. But even you know, Know the pleasant feeling with greed and unpleasant feeling with anger, and know neutral feeling with delusion. All these knowing develop the dependent arising process. It's ugly knowing. Why are you seeking for wealth? Because you are tortured by feelings. Pleasant, unpleasant and neutral feelings are leading to greed, hatred and delusion. It's quite terrible. If craving arises, it will ask you for seeking. From pleasant feeling craving arises. From craving seeking arises. People who understand feeling are very rare. Most of them die without knowing it. I don't want to die yet, and still very good in seeking wealth. Still good to be a slave of desire. If you can contemplate feeling, no craving arises. Without its arising and there is no seeking. That's in Nibbana, where no seeking and no searching. If you don't know about feeling, should not be in at ease. The Buddha was never seeing the good side of it that taught contemplation of feeling in an extraordinary way. What is the most important thing he wants when someone is in painful feeling? He wants to be cured. Painful feeling conditions craving, dukkha vedana pakaya tana. In this case you have to look for the medicines. If not by yourself, you will have to ask someone to do it for you. You do know painful feeling but not by knowledge. Instead you are knowing about it with craving. In the 31 realms of existence, all living beings are tortured by the ignorance of feeling. In the world, human beings only know how to teach people on developing feeling, but don't know how to teach for the cessation of feeling. These points are very important for deep contemplation. Because human beings are nearly destroying the beautiful earth by getting lost in feelings, from the politicians, business people to all walks of life. Neutral feeling conditions craving, apekka vedana pakaya tana. There are a lot of craving going on with the seeing, hearing, smelling and tasting. The Buddha taught us to know feeling every time it arises because of the suffering of seeking. Do you see the Buddha and Venerable Sariputta are going for alms round? All their feeling was ceased a long time ago. They were in Nibbana, which was no seeking and searching. Ending of feeling is a real happiness indeed. If you can follow the ending of feeling, then everything is finished. So don't forget about the contemplation of feeling. If you are in negligence, it will push you down to the abyss of suffering. For example, you want to eat little and suffer little, but actually, you want to eat a lot and then suffer a lot. All these unwholesome developments come from not overcoming of feeling. T4. Craving is very cunning. Because of it there are a lot of seeking and searching going on. Why we are deceiving by the tana? Because we don't get the knowledge of the way as it really is, yathabhuta nana. We don't know form, rupa, as form, mind, nama, as mind and impermanence as impermanence. So the Buddha reminded us to look for a teacher who could teach the truth of Dharma for 32 times, in the suttas. Wrong perception is wrong view, and attachment is craving. If you are deceiving by them, will go to the plains of misery. Only by getting the yathabhuta nana and not deceived by them. This is an important knowledge. The knowledge closes the doors to the plains of misery and lead to Nibbana. Don't be lazy to listen Dharma every day. You have to practice to get this knowledge. When I am asking you, do you discern impermanence? It means, do you get yathabhuta nana? You are not free from the deception of ditthi and tana, if you do not get the knowledge, and then you will have an unfortunate death. Why don't you get the yathabhuta nana? No learning, study or listening Dharma, a worldling without any Dharma learning is called asatava padajana. By getting the yathabhuta nana is becoming a part of the stream enterer. You are practicing sila for long life, and making dana practices for good rebirths. After with all these good rebirths, and in the end realize Nibbana etc. Samsara will never come to an end with tana. All these are wishy-washy, just in deceptions. Most Buddhists are making dana under the deception of craving. I.e., tana, will follow you up to the Brahma worlds. This is the power of tana. without or little learning is leading to the plains of misery. Nowadays, human societies have a lot of social problems and sufferings are due to lack of moral educations. Don't know how to behave like a human. Why we have no learning? Not listen to the Sakha Dharma, and not seeking for a good teacher or a spiritual friend, Kalyana Mitta or Kala Mitta. Then, Ananda answered to the Buddha that one received half of the benefit because of a good teacher. But the Buddha responded that one couldn't realize Nibbana without a teacher. A task will be completed with a teacher. Why don't we get a good teacher? Without the knowledge of examination, Vikarana, we can encounter pseudo-teacher, wrong teacher, and counterfeit teacher without it. We are tracing the source of the cunning Tanna, and find a lot of them. Why don't we have the knowledge of examination? Without wise attention, yoniso manasikara, or unwise attention. In this case, we pay a visit to the human world and return to the plains of misery. According to the Buddha, most living beings came to the human plane for temporary like a visit and after that returned to the plains of misery which were like their permanent homes. Why unwise attention comes to be? It is the cause of ignorance. And then ignorance comes from the taints, asava. Therefore when you are making offering, dana, I teach you to follow me to recite the Pali words, asavakhyam aham homi, because of this merit all the taints are destroyed. So asava dharma is the main source. By arranging it in the direct order. Anuloma, taint, asava, right pointing arrow ignorance, avidya, right pointing arrow unwise attention, ayonisumanashikara, no knowledge of examination, nivikarana, right pointing arrow do not have a good teacher, right pointing arrow not listening to the truth of Dharma, right pointing arrow do not get the knowledge of the way as things really are, right pointing arrow deceived by craving, right pointing arrow to the plane of misery. In this way in the whole of samsara beings are deceived by craving. Without the destruction of the taints will not free from the deception. How to destroy the taints? It's easy. By discerning impermanence it will be destroyed. To contemplate everything existing in the world as impermanence, dukkha, not self, loathsomeness, asubha, and truth of dukkha, and no taints will arise. For the destruction of the taints must practice vipassana. We are traveling in the very long of samsara is under the deception. Who is deceiving us? They are craving and wrong view, tanha and ditthi.